Washington. President Trump says he will proceed to push his administration's policies now that he got a major Supreme Court legal victory yesterday. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Now that the high court has curbed the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions, the president said his administration will move forward.
We can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
Those policies include restricting birthright citizenship, firing probationary federal workers, freezing USAID funding, and allowing DOGE personnel to access Social Security data, among others. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Senate is hard at work here in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Lawmakers trying to come to terms within the Republican Party, not expecting any votes from the Democrats, but still scrambling to get the 51 votes that they would need to make sure and get the big, beautiful bill passed in time to get it back to the House and then to President Trump's desk in time for him to sign it on the 4th of July. And that is still up in the air. There's a lot of details still to be worked out. Foreign policy expert Dan Senor told the Salem Radio Network this week that since Iran used Hamas to attack Israel less than 2 years ago, the Islamic regime has been almost entirely deprived now of its conventional military might.
Hezbollah and Nasrallah, as we know, are gone. Hamas is severely weakened. The Houthis are a nuisance, but they don't pose a real strategic threat. The Assad regime that's been in power for 53 years is now gone. Iran has no air defenses.
Energy expert Daniel Turner with Power of the Future says brownouts are growing more common during hot weather in parts of the country that rely heavily on solar and wind.
And one of the weird things about wind is that normally the hotter it is, the less the wind blows. So when you have these huge heat waves, wind is absolutely useless.
Turner interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A church in Canada having to take some extraordinary measures, and we get more details from Michael Harrington.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is preparing for the new reality. There is a possibility of legal challenges, though, to the legislation. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they're not giving up the fight. And supporters of the suicide bill say implementation will take 4 years to implement. This is SRN News. Police have detained six Americans in South Korea.
They allegedly tried to send 1,600 plastic bottles filled with rice, dollar bills, and Bibles toward North Korea by sea. Police say the Americans tried to throw the bottles into the water so they would float toward North Korean shores by the tides.
And that is Jason Walker reporting. A private space mission to the International Space Station lifted off this week, and we get more details in this report from Donna Warder.
SpaceX's Falcon rocket blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center early Wednesday, carrying astronauts from the U.S., India, Hungary, and Poland.
One, ignition, and liftoff.
Houston company Axiom Space arranged the deal, and India, Poland, and Hungary are sharing the more than $65 million per customer tab. The mission will last 2 weeks.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.